But we start with the announcement overnight that Parliament is now joining the list of people who are going to court in response to the Public Protector's report about Absa and the Reserve Bank. Absa and the Reserve Bank are challenging Advocate Busisiwe Mkhwebane's findings that Parliament must change the constitution to change the mandate of the Reserve Bank away from focusing on protecting the value of the currency. Then, this week and again this morning, reports in the Mail and Guardian that Mkhwebane came to her finding on this after holding only two meetings on this issue. The first was with the Department of State Security, the second with a person called Stephen Goodson. Goodson's described as a Holocaust denier and is the author of a book called A History of Central Banking and the Enslavement of Mankind. Mkhwebane said on social media it's a must-read book. Mkhwebane was appointed by Parliament after an ad hoc committee of MPs considered all of the candidates for the post. The person who chaired that committee is the ANC Member of Parliament, Dr. Makosi Khoza. I put it to her that she should remember the interviews she had with all of the candidates for this post and then asked how she and her committee had decided in the end to appoint Advocate Busisiwe Mkhwebane.
Well, the process was very transparent, was very thorough. We had civil society organizations involved. And every step of the way, we kept the members of the public updated on what was happening. The interviews were conducted live on Channel 408, and other TV channels were broadcasting it live. So really, the process was, there was nothing wrong with the process.
And when we consider what's happened since then, I mean, when you went back and you think you consult your own memory, when was that moment when you, as your committee, decided actually it's got to be her? You were chairing the committee. You must remember that moment.
No, I do remember that moment very well. Professor Msimang from the IFP raised her name, and he motivated. And we all soon realized that, one, this lady is young, two, she has a lot to offer. And I remember there was a specific mission that she undertook when she was still working with Home Affairs. And that was quite impressive. We were all in agreement that we need her. The only time that there was any kind of objection came from the DA much later on in the process. It's not that they were not in agreement. They raised a concern that she is associated with the state security. That was the only concern that came up.
And I have to ask this, I mean, was there an instruction from someone? I mean, maybe President Jacob Zuma, you'll know we live in a cynical country. I mean, there are all sorts of claims that are being made now about why she would have come to these findings. I mean, was there an instruction from the ANC, from anyone?
Definitely not. There was definitely no interference at that level. As you know, well, probably, I mean, it was widely reported in the media. The person that we all wanted was Judge Desai, but then it didn't go well. And it was because the interviews were transparent. And that's one thing good about transparency is that, you know, we had Judge Desai. He came there, the interviews, and he didn't do as well as we expected him to. As a result, it was very difficult for us to persuade other parties. But when the name of Busisiwe Mkhwebane came up, and during the shortlist, the final shortlist, when we had to shortlist five people, we were all happy. I mean, all the parties were happy. In fact, even the DA only raised a concern when we appointed. That's the only time they raised the concern. If there is anybody to take the blame, it's all of us as parties. But I also don't think that parties could be held responsible for that. In every process, no matter how noble, how good the process is, ultimately it's up to that individual who makes it up, you know, who gets to be nominated during that process. It's up to that person's moral compass. It's very difficult to know how the person will behave. It's very difficult to know who will influence this person going forward. We are not sangomas. We can't, you know, predict that, you know. And so we couldn't predict it.
It sounds, if I may say, it sounds almost like you're a little, I suppose, surprised by her findings, particularly on the Reserve Bank.
No, I was really taken aback. I mean, I'm a former banker too, and also, you know, given the economic recession that we're in now, it was quite surprising to me that the public protector, when we entered the technical economic recession, she would make pronouncements that may result in thousands of jobs being lost as a result of this investment. And I think it was really, really, it's bizarre, actually. There's no way of explaining what she did. And I also don't understand what is she doing in the constitutional territory. That's not her space. That is the space of us as legislators. It's not her space. Only us can change the constitution. Her mandate is not to instruct parliament to change the constitution. That's not her mandate. She was actually employed on the basis of this very constitution that she is now saying we must amend, you know, which is very, very strange. And I really believe in the independence of the Reserve Bank, and I think it was very, 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 very irresponsible of her to make those kinds of pronouncements.
That is Dr. Makosi Khoza, the ANC Member of Parliament who chaired the ad hoc committee that led the process of appointing Advocate Busisiwe Mkhwebane as the public protector.